From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. A Turkish airstrike killed at least 36 pro-Syrian government troops in the region of Afrin. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the strike targeted a camp on the northern Syrian region. The pro-government troops entered Afrin 2 weeks ago to back Kurdish forces. They are fighting a Turkish military offensive that was launched to clear Kurdish groups from Afrin. Turkey considers the Kurdish militiamen terrorists. Meanwhile, UN aid agencies are gearing up for the first delivery in months of desperately needed humanitarian assistance to people trapped in the Syrian enclave of Eastern Ghouta. Syrian authorities have given permission for a UN convoy to enter the area on Sunday. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The convoy will be carrying food, medicine, and other crucial relief supplies from a number of UN and international agencies for 180,000 people. The UN Children's Fund, which is part of that convoy, will have supplies on board for 70,000 children. Gert Capillare, UNICEF Regional Director for the Middle East and North Africa, says nutritional and health supplies are a priority, given the alarmingly high number of malnourished children in eastern Ghouta.
U.S. President Donald Trump has stepped up his war of words over trade tariffs. In a tweet Saturday, he threatened to apply a tax on car imports from the European Union. Mr. Trump said other countries had taken advantage of the U.S. for years because of its, quote, very stupid trade deals. The trade debate began on Thursday when Mr. Trump vowed to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. That brought a stiff response from trading partners and world organizations. This is VOA News.